Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I know I've said this before, but I want to jump right into the show, so I bid you all good morning because it's one of my favorite subjects, and I'm talking about an expert in negotiation. I always talk about negotiation. We'll talk about it here today. As Daniel Shapiro. He is a PhD and founder and director of the Harvard International Negotiating Program and an associate professor in psychology at Harvard Medical School, McLean Hospital affiliate. And on the affiliate faculty, the program of negotiation at Harvard Law School. I could go on and on here, but I'd rather talk about negotiation. The book, Negotiating the Non-Negotiable. How to Resolve Your Most Emotional Charged Conflicts. He is again, the founder and director of the Harvard International Negotiation Program. And the book is published in hardcover. And as I delay it here, since I don't have that in front of me, the publisher, well, what did I just, oh, Viking. Okay, Viking is the publisher. I really suggest you buy the book. Hey, Daniel, it's great to have you back.
It is great to hear you and to talk with you again.
Well, first, let me say that in addressing the title of the book, Negotiating the Non-Negotiable, let me make a statement and let you respond. Not everything is negotiable. Number one, I'm thinking about values. I'm thinking about ethics. If someone said, hey, listen, I'll give you so much if you do this for me on radio, it's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable in selling your soul. And it's, there are just some things you won't negotiate on, correct? So doesn't that negate somehow the premise of this? But you're not making an all-inclusive statement.
No, I completely agree with you that not everything in the world is negotiable. You take the extreme in a workplace setting, somebody comes in with a gun, you know, I'm not going to try and negotiate with the person if they start shooting at that moment. You know, the advice would be run, duck, storm the person. You know, that might not be the moment to negotiate. The big point of the book, you know, the title is Negotiating the Non-Negotiable. It's with the idea that most of the conflicts that we face day in and day out within the work context and even at home, they often feel non-negotiable, you know, utterly impossible to resolve. And yet, in fact, most of these conflicts are resolvable if you know how to deal with them more effectively.
Well, do you use the same techniques you've mentioned business, you've mentioned one social life. Do you use the same techniques for say, business, politics, and family? Do the same parameters hold, or is it a different mindset approach in resolving all of these issues?
The word you use is precisely one of the core words of the book, mindset. And yeah, of course, there are differences in the international, at home, and the work context. And yet, our research has found that there are surprising similarities in terms of what causes these conflicts to escalate and how you can resolve these conflicts as well.
And what are some of the biggest stumbling blocks? So what would you call the biggest stumbling blocks in resolving negotiation? Of course, resolving an issue. And I always think when I go into a negotiation, I try to make this a distinct analysis between what my emotional mindset is and what my pragmatic solution to the problem is, because they can often conflict.
Yes. No, I think people often assume that when I negotiate with a colleague a heated issue, I'm supposed to do it rationally. And my response to that is, well, good luck. You know, and when you get to the home setting, good luck even more. Emotions are such a critical part of all of our human interactions. You cannot ignore them. The question is, how do you deal with them most effectively? To that point of mindset, what we found is that the most substantial barrier to effectively dealing with conflict is a mindset that we get into in conflict. And in the book, I call it the tribes effect. It's a divisive mindset where all of a sudden it becomes adversarial. It's me versus you. My views are right. Yours are wrong. I am going to defend my perspective, and I am going to close my ears to yours. This is the tribes effect, this mindset. The moment you get into the mindset, no matter whether it's with your best friend at work or, you know, your best friend at home, the moment you get into that mindset, you will become stuck in conflict. And so the book is largely, how do you get out of that mindset?
Let me give you an example. I hate to personalize this, but it just drives home a message in this hot political environment. I'm quote guilty. I put it in quotes because I refuse to accept the fact that there's any guilt, nor do I feel any. I will not negotiate, unless someone wants to call here and debate. I don't negotiate politics. It's crystal clear what's going on. And that leaves me right now to the saying that you can negotiate. I will not negotiate ideology, but I will negotiate issues within the framework of those who may have a different ideology than me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just expound upon that?
Well, I mean, I think if to deal with a conflict situation effectively, one must do exactly what it sounds like you do, which is to have a clear understanding of your own perspective and to really listen to understand what is the other person saying, what's behind it, what's the core to what they're saying. I think so often we assume that conflict is about me simply trying to persuade the other that I'm right and they're wrong. The problem is that they have the same mentality. They're thinking, I'm going to try and persuade you that I'm right and you're wrong. And you just butt heads like rams. You don't get anywhere. There's no learning that happens. There's no, you know, mutual empathy or understanding. So, you know, so I think it's critical to really understand the other side's perspective and to be clear on one's own.
Yeah, it takes deep thought to do it. I have a friend who frequently has arguments with his wife. I hope he's not listening. And I'll say, you know, the problem is deeper. These arguments are symptomatic of the bigger problem. If you're going to argue over whether you're going to go out for ice cream or pizza, and it really turns into a heated battle, that's symptomatic of something bigger, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's the Boston comedian Dane Cook who I think calls these things the nothing fights. And I love that term because, you know, we all have them. Whether it's at work, you took my stapler, now I hate you, or, you know, whatever it is. They are absolutely symptomatic of deeper issues. And there are a few that I talk about in the book. One of the biggest is autonomy. Autonomy being the freedom to make decisions without somebody else imposing the decision on you. And in a marriage, neither side wants to tell the other, you know, wants to be told what to do. I want to feel like I am free to be who I want to be, to do what I want to do. And the same goes at work. The moment your colleague at the same level at you says, hey, you're going to take the weekend shift this weekend and do that project and get it done by Monday. In your head, you go, you know what? I was actually going to volunteer to do this, but now that he's telling me to do this, boy, this is the last thing in the world I want to do. Now, you might be fighting over something small, but really what you're fighting over is the nature of your relationship. That's a big deal.
Things change. Technology changes. Our culture changes. The nature of almost everything we do changes. I understand there are some, you know, there are some constants. But is there a whole different perception of the, quote, art of negotiation today as it differed from past generations? And I'll just go across all sections of topics. Is the solutions, the hypothesis, the theory basically the same from your mindset? To use
no,
that word
it,
again.
So I mean, our research over the past 20 years, which culminates in this book, in negotiating the non-negotiable, has led us to a very different set of ideas than the standard approaches. They're not exclusive. Like, you need traditional tools. So, for example, the classic book on negotiation, an amazing book by some of my colleagues, Getting to Yes. It tells people how to look beneath your positions in a conflict to the underlying interests so that you can start to find some workable solution for everybody. That's useful, but that's incredibly rational. And then you look at the nature of conflict today with the, you know, emotionally charged conflicts all around us, whether in the political, in the family life, certainly at work with intercultural negotiations daily. How do you deal with these complex conflicts? And so in the book, what I talk about as well are all of these things. We call them the five lures of the tribal mind. So five emotional forces that tend to pull us toward dysfunction within the organization. And what are they? How do you deal with them? That's what we really talk about. So it is absolutely new stuff.
Maybe we can open with that in our second segment, because we just don't have time to treat it fairly right now. Daniel Shapiro has consented to coming back. I negotiated this, and he said, first we'll do 7 minutes. And I said, no, you have to do the 10. So we're going to come back after a break. A great book. Honestly, it's eye-opening. And for those who say, I don't know if this is for me, you know, you live, you breathe every day. We sell, we negotiate. We're doing it all the time. I'm going to talk to my wife tonight. What time are we going out tonight? You know, and then we'll come to all right, we'll be back after a break.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, I guess we're back. I don't hear any music there, Tim. But all right. All right, it's there. So here we go. Some of the technical problems, and you can't negotiate these. All right, we are back. I'm delighted to have with us Daniel Shapiro. We'll have to have him on again after this. The book, Negotiating the Non-Negotiable, How to Resolve Your Most Emotionally Charged Conflicts. And it's published by Viking Books. And in order to stay on course, as my wife sometimes says you have to do, let me pick it up at the end of the last segment. You were talking about the five forces, if I can use that, of the tribal mind. Why don't you just run through that, and then we'll resume where we were heading.
Sure. So let me give you an example of one of them. So, you know, you get into a fight with somebody at work or somebody at home. There's a concept that I developed. I call it vertigo. And it is this notion that when we get into conflict, we often get so very emotionally consumed in that conflict that we can think of nothing else but that conflict situation and that evil other person who committed that act against us. And it may be that we get into this, you know, this state of vertigo, this emotionally swirling experience. It might be at home with our family members, go to work, and yes, we are there in body at work. But boy, our mind is still reeling about what happened at home. And just as true, the vertigo, we can experience it at work. Someone ticks us off at work. We head home at the end of the day. There's our beautiful spouse, the kids, whatever it might be. And we're there in body, but we're not there in mind. We're not there in heart. And vertigo is one of the most powerful blocks to dealing cooperatively with conflict situations. It can turn a trivial situation into something just utterly, you know, blown out of proportion. But that's an example of one of these five forces. We often don't even notice we are in it, and that's a problem. And the way out, in a way, is simply to note it, you know, to ask yourself, to see that tornado of vertigo coming toward you in a conflict, and just ask yourself one simple question. Do I really want to go there? You know, do I really want to go there?
Yeah, and the danger is acting after an action. There's a difference between what you verbalize and what you think, and I'll equate verbalize with an action. Some things you just really, really can't take back. Delving deeper into negotiation, and I definitely want to refer to Donald Trump somewhere along the line here, but a technique that I use, and I'll call you Dr. Shapiro on this, a technique that I use is prior to a negotiation, in my own mind, I have a pre-negotiation. This may sound like a contradiction, but it isn't. I look at negotiation as something that both sides come out winning, because then you can go into another negotiation. But I have this pre-negotiation, keep using the word, mindset before I go into one. When I talk with the individual or the company or whomever I'm going to talk with about negotiation, it could be very firm, it could be very difficult. Listen, we'll negotiate, but I'll tell you right now, you know, and I say this with diplomacy, that this is what I'm going to have, and this is who I am. And that's where I separate braggadocio between selling. It's a fine line we walk. So in a pre-negotiation, the party I know I'm negotiating with already has an idea that I'm going to be looking for certain things, or this negotiation is going somewhere. I think it's a positive way of doing things if you feel you're holding the cards.
Yeah. No, I think preparation is crucial. There was a study done at Harvard Business School that showed that most executives, they studied, a number of senior executives, we think that, these top-level executives, they're totally cool about negotiation. It's fun. Most of them are scared to death. It's a very anxiety-provoking process. One of the most powerful elements you can do is to prepare. The question then is, how do you prepare? And a couple of things to keep in mind, exactly in line with what you're talking about, Stu. One, what are my interests? Not what's my position, but what are my underlying interests? Why do I want to try and have a deal with this other side? And why might they want to have a deal with me? What are their interests? Yes, they want money, but why do they want money? Well, they want my services. Why do they want my services? Oh, they're trying to expand in what sorts of ways? The more I can understand what's motivating myself and the other side, the more powerful I am as I walk into the negotiation.
Because it's not always just about money. It could be about power, prestige. It could be about anything. And having said that, and I think of power, prestige, I use the word braggadocio. Let's go through Donald Trump here. I don't love everything Trump does. I'm certainly supporting him. But, he blew away his 16 opponents. And all during that process, I said, I just can't believe they don't know how to handle him, because that's a negotiation. He blew them away. What comments do you have to make about Donald Trump?
No, I think that he is himself. I think he hasn't put on any sort of mask or costume pretending he's somebody else, whether with an exclamation point at the end of his name or not. I think he just, I am who I am, and I'm going to say what I think. Whether you like it or not, I don't care. This is what I believe in. So I think he's very straightforward. I think he also conveys a sense of authority. Some people buy into that. Some people don't buy into that. I think it seems like many in the United States, certainly those who are voting for him, are connect with that. They want someone who they feel can serve as an authority figure to help lead them forward, to help lead us forward, ultimately. So I think there's certain characteristics he has that have really helped to launch him, way past his competitors.
An interesting study. We could do a whole hour on Donald Trump. In the resolution of conflicts, there are no quick, there's a saying, there are no quick fixes to anything. I happen to think there could be a quick fix to resolving a lot of conflicts. How do you proceed down that road?
It depends upon the conflict. I think once you get into workplace situations, home relations, international relations, you can get a fix to a problem, but you're not going to get a fix to the relational dynamic. Let me give you an example. There's a classic example in the field of negotiation about these two little girls fighting over an orange. I want it, says one, I want it, says the other, and they're pulling back and forth, and, dad walks in, or mom walks in, and what do they typically say? They say, look, I'm just going to cut it in half. Compromise. Both kids say, no, I want the orange, and they what typically doesn't happen is the parent typically does not look beneath the position, I want the orange, to the underlying interest. Why do you want it? So it turns out the one little girl, the five-year-old, has a cold. She needs the vitamin C. The seven-year-old, she needs the outside to make an orange rind pie. She needs the zest. So you can do a quick fix there, asking, looking for the underlying interest. Why do you want this orange? Very different reason. And yet, my sense, having three little boys myself, is, yeah, you know, that's solving the problem. But two
yeah,
minutes later,
the toughest problem is to negotiate when you when your family or your kids are involved. One last note. I'm so sad we're out of time. You know, the tyrants, the oppressors of this world need jobs and love. There's no negotiating with them. And anybody who thinks there is out of their minds. I want to thank you so much, Daniel Shapiro, Negotiating the Non-Negotiable. Stay on as we go to a break.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner of New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right. Sounds like a little bit of patriotism with that great song, doesn't it? As joining us right now is Pete Hegseth, and I want to read you the whole bio so you'll know what a great contributor, model citizen, and patriot he is to this country. He's a Fox News contributor. He appears on Fox and Friends, The Kelly File, Outnumbered. He was an infantry officer in the Army National Guard, a veteran of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, holds two bronze stars and a combat infantryman's badge for his time overseas, the former CEO of the Veterans Advocacy Organization Concerned Veterans for America, and also a graduate of Princeton University and Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Management, for those on the far left who think conservatives don't have brains. And he writes for the National Review. The name of the book, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. It's published by Threshold Editions. I don't know why I've been getting tongue-tied here this morning. Pete, it's so nice to have you on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations to all of your great service and your continuing attempt to save a country. And as I just said before, when we first met here, that's going to hell in a handbasket. You want to comment on that within the bounds you're able to?
Sure. Just like you, I'm utterly discouraged by the direction of our nation, the way our President Obama has sought to fundamentally transform it. And I think this is a moment for patriots and conservatives and citizens to stand up for what this country represents and be unapologetic about it, not back down, and to stay in the arena, which is why I ultimately wrote the book. It's because it's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to sit it out. It's easy to, you know, fail once, fail twice, and then fail again, and then not want to, or turn on your television and see what's being done to our country and say, well, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. You know, I'm just going to sit in my basement and sulk about it. And instead, now is the exact moment when we have to keep fighting back and keep reminding and keep educating and motivating people. So the book is a call to action. It's meant to motivate. I hope it does. So I'm just trying to do my part, like as good citizens, to advance the great republic that is entrusted to us. And every generation has to do it, and it's our turn.
Amen, brother. We're on the same page. And since we have limited time and you're only able to do one segment, why don't we go right to the title, In the Arena, and let me associate a name with that, the great Teddy Roosevelt, and the fact that you're bringing him back to consciousness for a lot of people who just seem to forget the real American heroes. You want to comment on the title, how you wrote the book, why you wrote the book?
Yeah, the title In the Arena came from the famous quote, the man in the arena quote, that I carried with me to Iraq and Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. It all motivated me. And then I actually read the entire speech that it came from. And the speech is called Citizenship in a Republic. And Teddy Roosevelt gave it in 1910. It's an incredible roadmap for how you preserve republics. And he ultimately, his thesis is that an average citizen must be a good citizen in order for great republics to stay great. And it's a simple concept, but with massive consequences. And the speech is in many ways sort of non-PC before there even was PC. So I reprint the speech in the back book so everyone can read it themselves. And the book's not about me. The book is not about Teddy Roosevelt and, you know, who he was. But it's about the speech that he gave that is such a clarion call for earning a living, for fighting for the things you believe in, for living lives of character with faith and forms who you are and what you believe, with the willingness to have large, healthy families, demographics matter, patriotism, all of these sort of, they sound old school, unfortunately, to a lot of ears today, but they're not. They're what have always been the underpinnings of our nation. And the speech was such a great, did such a great job framing it. I decided rather than write a book just by me, why don't I use that as the frame for the book and have Teddy Roosevelt speak through time.
Yeah, and if our founding fathers could see today, they'd just turn over in their graves in complete shock. You talk in the book about great republics, why France fell and why America could. Would you use the Roman Empire? I use the Roman Empire. It's not creative as an analogy, the rise and decline of the Roman Empire, and see that appears to be happening in this country. You want to contrast the two, Rome and France, and your thoughts about the future, if, and I say because he is the nominee, if Trump doesn't win this?
Yeah, I mean, I think decline is a choice. Decline is not inevitable. But, you know, big countries can and will decline if they don't remember who they are. And in the case of France, I mean, obviously France faced invasion from the outside in world wars. But ultimately, some of the decisions they made internally about their welfare state and gutting their military and forgetting who they are and not demanding allegiance and assimilation had massive consequences. And, you know, Rome didn't fall from without, it fell from within. When you forget what underpins who you are, then the decline can start. And so you watch in America, we're not being invaded from a foe from the outside, but we are being invaded within from those who don't believe in the original mission of this nation.
The issue of 9/11, I'm sure like you, I have terrible, horrific, vivid recollections of that day. I'll never forget it. And yet it seems like after the initial reaction with George W. Bush, not one of my favorite presidents, but nevertheless in the true spirit of preserving the safety and sanction and identity of this once great country. Sorry, that's the way I feel. It appeared to me that there was a mass movement. That mass movement is now on exodus with a new generation and those who still represent the far left, no longer liberals but progressives. What has to be done in order to change direction? I have said, and I've said this on this show, I'm not sure that conservative ideology matters. You can look at isolationism, protectionism, and the fact that Trump represents something very different in the Republican Party. I don't like a lot of what he does, but I don't think we have any choice. Do you? And then refer to that 9/11 statement that I made.
Well, I think you've got... we are at a moment where we cannot afford more years of what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton represent. We just can't. We're already crushing under the weight of progressivism as a nation. So to think that we can tolerate more of that, I think, is an untenable situation. We can't have more Hillary Clinton. What was the point you asked about 9/11? Sorry.
Yeah, I want to know how the mentality of this country has changed since 9/11, when we were all truly unified, party across party. It didn't really make any difference. That doesn't exist anymore.
No, it does not, unfortunately. I think it's because we don't want to internalize what a real threat this enemy is. That radical Islamism is not going away tomorrow. It didn't just exist on 9/11. It wasn't just Iraq and Afghanistan. The caliphate expanding and
I think we're having a little connection problem here, Laurie. Do we need to reconnect?
In his world, then this threat may minimize itself when nation building or picking our
what about
lead.
The
if we're not careful, if we don't lead, no one else?
No one else will. I want to go back, and I just want to tie this in. When it said our right to fight for Iraq, I'm not for nation building. Bush never had an exit strategy. But all the pundits or the people who look back talk about the fact, and you can base this on your experience in the service, it was a mistake to go into Iraq. It destroyed the balance between Iraq and Iran. And how could it be a mistake when Saddam Hussein was taking over Kuwait, threatening Saudi Arabia and moving into Israel. And there has been proof of chemical weapons found in the form of mustard gas and others transported to Syria. None of this comes out, Pete.
No, it doesn't. And it really, really frustrates me. So I appreciate you highlighting this. Iraq was not an inevitable mistake. If anything, I served there before the surge and after the surge. We utterly defeated al-Qaeda in Iraq. We had won that war. Even Joe Biden in February of 2010 said it was going to be a great success. And we had an opportunity to really change the dynamic in the region. And then Obama and Clinton and Kerry and Biden, they gave it away by retreating and militarily and diplomatically, which is an important point. But yet we find ourselves, and we forget, like you said, how complex the situation was after 9/11 as it relates to Iraq and all the evidence that has come out afterwards and how everyone believed at the time that he was prepared to use those weapons. So there's a lot of hindsight, which everyone, you know, is 2020 for everybody. I just don't like it when, you know, whether it's the left or the right, Republican candidates, they use the MoveOn.org coaching talking points. We won that war. Barack Obama lost it.
Well, hallelujah. And I wish there were more people out there who would come to the forefront like you. Pete Hegseth, the book is in the arena. Good Citizens, a Great Republican, How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. You're doing your best. Threshold Editions. Pete, it's been a pleasure.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Stu Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Stu Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, great having a guest like Pete Hegseth on. It's just so important to the preservation of this country and our integrity. And I hope to see more of him making the rounds and getting this message out. And remember, he served in combat. He's won Bronze Stars. I mean, he's just been an incredible credit for those of you on the far left, as I indicated. He also has a degree at Princeton and Harvard. So... I can't stand that hypocritical progressive left. So it should be apparent to anybody out there, any conservative or independent with common sense, and it's just a touch of intelligence, that Hillary Clinton will be a disaster for this country. I can't stand it when I turn on the tube and I go from network station to station, network to network, and they're praising in so many cases what a great president Hillary will be. She is a disgrace as a human being. I think she's a traitor, and I think she's a criminal, and so do a lot of other people. But, you know, here it is. Yeah, let's just put her in because Trump offends a lot of people. Since Ted Cruz is not the nominee, since Ted Cruz is not the presumptive Republican nominee for president, all of my support and all of my efforts go to Donald Trump. And wake up, you rhinos out there. Wake up, those of you like Mitt Romney, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the Bushes. Wake. I understand why the Bushes won't wake up, because Jeb Bush got humiliated. But they're part of this rhino movement as well, the Bushes. And that includes senior and junior. And I know you've heard me speak glowingly about George W. in the past in some respects. But, you know, I might find something good about Putin. As a matter of fact, I do. He's a true nationalist looking out for his country. Now, that doesn't mean that I love Putin. And all of a sudden, you hear all the criticisms against Trump because he was, quote, admiration. You can admire someone and still recognize them as a despicable character. Let me use Putin as an example of Kim Jong-il of Korea, North Korea. I have no admiration for him. I have no admiration for the Ayatollah and for the political forces running Iran And there are other people that I do have great admiration for. Mubarak, I had great admiration for. Not the perfect person, and he has to protect the sanctity of his people. Hillary Clinton doesn't qualify under any of that. What she does is adeptly trying to avoid getting into a heated battle with with Trump over Clinton's exploits and the fact that she was an enabler. And she just, you know, she appears to be above it all by saying she's not going to address it. You know, this is this part of this great right-wing conspiracy against the Clintons. And unfortunately, we got too many conservatives who have came to the conclusion that they're not going to join this effort. You know, the never Trumpers, just another stupid saying. That's going to help Hillary get into the White House. So they, instead of spending their time attacking Hillary, they're spending their time and energy, and I've identified the Mitt Romney as well, attacking Donald Trump, a man who dominated the GOP primaries and will be the Republican nominee for president in 2016. And Mitt Romney, I'm ashamed of you. Bill Kristol, whose father was the founder of the conservative movement, you have sold out this country. And let me say that about George Will and Charles Krauthammer, two guests whom I've enjoyed having on this show. And let me also say it in disrespect about the likes of Glenn Beck, who's gone completely wild. I mean, that guy's headed for a straitjacket. I'm not kidding. And I liked Glenn Beck, and I, you know, thought he was brilliant when he was on Fox. He's gone crazy. And the last name I ever, ever thought that I would introduce into this discussion, Mark Levin. I think, you know how they say an athlete, pound for pound, the best athlete around, pound for pound, the best radio talk show host in America. And his hatred of Trump is being vocalized every single day, and except, you know, you just got to swallow it, Mark, and the rest of you out there, because if you don't, and some of the polls indicate that Trump is, you know, it's really early on the polls, and we've seen great comebacks from, I won't even go through them all in our history. But we have to guarantee that, even if it's a Republican in name only, as I said at the beginning, I don't think ideology in this particular case, conservative ideology, matters all that much right now. And I'm certainly willing to cross those boundaries as well. But the never Trumpers, in their incensed hatred, are going to do everything they can to elect Hillary Clinton. And then they think, well, maybe in 4 it's stupid. You know, I think Trump will run more than 4 years. Let me say something else about Donald Trump. And I don't want to be a psycho. I don't want to play psycho. I'll play psychoanalyst, but I'm not one. His life, his family's life are in imminent danger all the time. He doesn't need this. I mean, how much can an ego be satiated? He doesn't need it. I truly believe he's doing this for the good of the country. I mean, with billions of dollars, a beautiful family, great health. I mean, come on. How does it get any better than that? He's risking his life, and he's risking the life of his family. And I think if you're kind of on the line on this, just think about that. My support for Donald Trump is 100%. It is totally, totally committed. Don't have to like him. Don't have to respect him. Listen, it would be nice to have a Ronald Reagan in office, but Ronald Reagan isn't here. The conservative movement has failed to fuel such a candidate. And this is due to the fact that many so-called conservatives and the donor class wasted their time and money promoting the horrific candidacies of Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. I'll exempt Ted Cruz on that one. It was a valiant fight. All right, thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you all back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.